Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palka reporting. Executions in Saudi Arabia spawn protests. A crowd of protesters in the Saudi Arabia village of Al Awamiya chanting, "Down with the Saud, death to the Saud," after the beheading of the prominent Shiite cleric Nimr al-Nimra. Protests have now bled over into other countries, including India and Iraq. Saudi Arabia carried out its largest mass execution in more than three decades, putting to death 47 people convicted of terrorism, including the Shiite cleric. Nimr al-Nimra was a key figure in Shiite protests that erupted during the 2011 spring. In Iraq, this is Fadi al-Shimar of the Islamic Supreme Council. He says, "I think Saudi Arabia made a big mistake when it executed al-Nimr, as this will fuel the existing sectarian violence in the region more and more. We have already received promises that Saudi Arabia would pardon Sheikh al-Nimr and his companions, but unfortunately it didn't honor its promises and instead poured oil on the fire. This will spark new unrest in the region." Media outlets say some of those executed Saturdays had ties to al-Qaeda. The Somali militant group al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. An unidentified al-Shabaab spokesman asserts U.S. Muslims must choose between leaving the country or taking up the cause of the holy war. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report that